The rate increases projected by the insurers, 9.8% on average for Blue Cross and more than 15% for MVP, aren't out of line with what Vermonters have experienced historically, but it's a somewhat inauspicious start for a program designed to mitigate the kind of double-digit percent increases that have driven up the cost of insurance over the past decade.
We do recognize that, you know, a nearly 10% increase in health care costs would be difficult and disappointing for businesses and families who need to purchase it.
That's Kevin Goddard, Vice President of External Communications for Blue Cross, which insures more than three-quarters of the approximately 70,000 Vermonters now getting coverage through the exchange. Goddard says the factors responsible for the increase have less to do with what's going on inside Vermont and more with changes associated with the Federal Affordable Care Act. A reduction in federal subsidies, along with an increase in federal insurer fees, accounts for one-half of Blue Cross's proposed rate increase, according to its filing. What the new numbers say about the future of health care reform in Vermont depends on who you ask. To opponents of Governor Peter Shumlin's plan to replace the private insurance market with the publicly financed system, the rate increases demonstrate the folly of government intervention in the free health care market. Here's House Minority Leader Don Turner.
I don't believe that single payer is the way to go. I believe that if, you know, we would see a robust marketplace in competition in Vermont, that we would see prices stabilize or at least be more competitive.
But supporters of single payer, like Donna Sutton Fay, the policy director at the Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security, say the latest projections only underscore the inability of private insurers to reduce costs. Sutton Fay says the numbers reinforce the need to abandon the private insurance system.
Increases of this magnitude are just not sustainable, and certainly they point to the need to have a system of publicly financed health care where all Vermonters can access affordable coverage.
Al Gobet is the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, the independent regulatory agency that will review the insurance filings and approve or deny the rate increase requests. Gobet says that the size of the rate increases obscures some positive news hiding inside the filings. Strip away the rate pressure related to federal activity, Gobet says, and you'll find a relatively modest increase in the cost of actual medical services. And he says that means that many of the cost containment reforms undertaken in Vermont in recent years are beginning to yield results. Betsy Bishop, head of the Vermont Chamber of Commerce, says her members are more worried about the size of the increase than they are the reasons for it.
It's a disturbing trend to see that continue to rise to 10 to 15%. I know that a lot of small businesses have been struggling to pay for health care for their employees, and this type of premium increase is going to be difficult to absorb.
Insurance rates for 2015 won't be finalized until late summer. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.